It's been 12 years since Bob Salem moved into his quiet West Yarmouth neighborhood with its modest Cape Cod-style homes. Many of the homes here are summer places, and the 44-year-old says he's friendly with his neighbors, but there aren't many around this time of year.
It seems like people are here in the summer, and then they often, many of them, leave. And there's not a lot of younger folks around. When I came up, I was early 30s. It was very, you know, there wasn't a lot of people in my age group by that time.
Much of Salem's generation left Cape Cod during the past decade. The 2010 census found that there are now 22% fewer people aged 35 to 44 in the town of Yarmouth than there were in the year 2000.
I remember when I first came to look at this house, I saw kids driving on their bicycles, little kids, which I thought was pretty cool. So there are a couple, but not too many.
Each year there are fewer children to see. From 2000 to 2010, Yarmouth lost 21% of its 5 to 9-year-olds, prime bike riding years. The neighboring town of Dennis, which shares a school system, lost 40% of its 35 to 44-year-olds, prime parenting years. In total, Dennis, a town of about 16,000 people, lost more than 11% of its residents. That's almost 1,800 people living here in the year 2000 and gone by 2010. Salem never thought he'd stay on Cape Cod for 12 years, but as he drives down Route 28, he says this is his home and he cares about it. So sometimes he attends town meetings or he writes letters to the newspaper about issues such as revitalizing Yarmouth to both attract and retain younger people as year-round residents.
That's not a secret, and you'll hear that at the meetings. A lot of people will say, will come right out and say, you know, Yarmouth really needs something new, you know, and people use some pretty bad language to describe it. I've heard people call it a dump, you know, and worse. And it there's so much potential here. It really is. I mean, you wouldn't even know it, but we're riding the coast. We're right on the, really right on the water, and you can see it right here.
Salem drives his truck past several motels and fast food restaurants that have seen better days, and he stops in the parking lot of a small park near the Hyannis town line.
When I first came here, this was a multifamily that was really broken down, condemned, and the town bought it and they knocked it down, and you wouldn't even know it, but you've got a beautiful view here. Now it's a nice park. You could see, you know, the water. You have a real nice view, and that was a real good move by the town.
Compared to other Cape Cod towns, Yarmouth is one of the most progressive when it comes to encouraging redevelopment, particularly along Route 28. Not far from this small park is the former Mill Hill Club, a hulking brown wreck of a building. Yarmouth is close to allowing a 75-unit memory care facility to be built in its place. Voters also recently enacted some zoning changes to help revitalize the iconic roadway and encourage village centers, which include some higher-density housing. Proposals to do more to encourage rental properties were set aside over traffic concerns. Salem says that in his view, revitalization is more important than traffic.
You know, I do go to these meetings and I do vote, and it's necessary because change is going to happen. It's going to happen either way. You know, if nothing happens, more families are going to move off Cape. There's going to be less of a younger year-round population, or just a year-round population. There's going to be less. If you start seeing positive change, if you start seeing good growth with good businesses coming in and smart things happening, like the purchase of this condemned multifamily, then you're going to see good change. And so I think change will happen either way.
When asked what else can be done to encourage year-round residents, Salem mentions more jobs, better housing, and one other thing.
Definitely more colleges.
With the exception of the Massachusetts Maritime Academy, Cape Cod has no four-year college. Cape Cod Community College offers associate degrees, and it has some partnerships with off-Cape colleges that can lead to higher degrees. But essentially, if high school graduates want a four-year college degree, they have to go someplace else. Dorothy Severese is involved with three organizations that are key in supporting the region's economy and easing any workforce issues. She's president of the Cape Cod 5-Cent Savings Bank. She serves on the Chamber of Commerce Board, and she's also a member of Cape Cod Community College Board of Trustees. Severese says the community college has done a good job identifying workforce needs and creating partnerships to educate and train people to do those jobs, but the region needs a traditional four-year college so high school seniors are not forced to go elsewhere.
when we talk about college kids, you know, needing to go off Cape in order to finish their degrees, that is a significant brain drain in that frequently they don't return. And the old paradigm here was people went off to college and then they came back when they wanted to settle down. And what we're not getting is that boomerang effect of them coming back. So it would be ideal to be able to have them complete their 4 year here.
Severese and other community leaders are encouraged to hear that Bridgewater State University plans to rent a former elementary school building in Yarmouth and open a satellite campus. University President Dana Mola Faria says they're still working out what courses and degrees will be offered, and the earliest the school would open would be spring of 2014.
I think one of the problems for the Cape is the quick in and out delivery of education, whether it be by private institutions or publics that come and offer courses and leave. This is somewhat different. This is really establishing a presence.
One of the big questions is whether or not Bridgewater would eventually build student housing. That would allow the Cape's young people to experience being away from home for college while also perhaps attracting students from off Cape who may decide to live here.
We will start with a facility where we offer courses and programs. We'll become engaged in the communities. And should the opportunity or the development of this facility move in some direction that would behoove us to have a residence hall or house students, we would not be opposed to looking at that. But I think that would be somewhere down the future.
People paying attention to the departure of Cape Cod's younger generations see the addition of a four-year college on Cape as a positive step towards stemming the region's demographic losses. Higher education, they say, is one piece of the puzzle. The others include taking a look at the region's housing rules and encouraging the continued creation and expansion of small businesses. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.